We're going to review a book, Caroline. Name it, What Next Baby Bear. Okay. Can I go to the moon? Ask Baby Bear. Okay. No, you can't, say Mrs. Bear. It's bath time. Anyway, you have to find a rocket first. You see? Baby Bear found a rocket in the closet under the stairs. See? Good thing. He found a safe helmet on the drain board in the kitchen and a pair of safe boots on the mat by the front door. You see? He packed his teddy bear and some food for the journey and took off up the chimney. He's looking for his toast, huh? Ooh, he's out in the night. And all flew past. What a great rocket, he said. Where are you going? To the moon, said Baby Bear. Would you like to come too? Yes, please, said the owl. An airplane roared out of the clouds. Baby Bear waved and some of the passengers waved back. You see? On and on they flew, up and up, above the clouds, past millions of stars, until at last they landed on the moon. There is nobody here, said Baby Bear. There are no trees, said the owl. It's kind of boring, said Baby Bear. Shall we have a picnic? What a good idea, said the owl. We'd better go, said Baby Bear. My mat must be ready by now. Off they went down and down. The owl got out and flew away. Goodbye, he said. It was nice to meet you. It rained and the rain dripped through Baby Bear's helmet. Home went Baby Bear, back down the chimney and onto the living room carpet with a bump. Can you see? Mrs. Bear came into the room. How did you get so dirty? She gasped. As she took him to the bathroom, you look like you had been up the chimney. I have, said Baby Bear. First, I found a rocket, then I put on my space helmet, and then I flew to the moon. Oh my, said Mrs. Bear, laughing. What will you think of next? This is even bad. And then it went to sleep.
Okay. Thank you. Do you want to read the other one?
Okay, my name is the Very Hungry Caterpillar. Do you know what a caterpillar is? Do you know? Say it out loud. Okay, have you seen what it is? In the light of the moon, a little egg lay on a leaf. One Sunday morning, the warm sun came up and popped out of the egg. Came a tiny and very hungry caterpillar. He started to look for some food. On Monday, he ate one apple, but he was still hungry. On Tuesday, he ate to two pairs, but he was still hungry. On Wednesday, he ate to 3 pounds, but he was still hungry. On Thursday, he ate to 4 strawberries, but he was still hungry. On Friday, he ate to 5 oranges, but he was still hungry. On Saturday, he ate to 1 piece of chocolate cake, 1 ice cream cone, 1 pickle, 1 slice of Swiss cheese, 1 slice of salami, 1 lollipop, 1 piece of cherry pie, 1 sausage, 1 cupcake, and 1 slice of watermelon. That night he had a stomach ache. The next day was Sunday again. The caterpillar ate through 1 ice cream leaf, and after that he felt much better. Now he wasn't hungry anymore, and he wasn't a little caterpillar anymore. He was a big, fat caterpillar. He built a small house called a cocoon around himself. He stayed inside for more than 2 weeks. Then he nibbled a hole in the cocoon, pushed his way out, and he was a beautiful butterfly. See? You want to read? Can you read? No?
Do you have your own book you'd like to read?
Yes.
Do you have one of your own you want to bring out and have your mom read?
Where's your book? She has one over here. Okay.
Oh, thank you.
This is a small one.
Sure, go ahead.
You want the one? Okay. Here comes the drummer. See the camel with the humps and hear the organ play a song? Elephant holding tails pass by. While zebras walk in pairs, the clown has a surprise. Seals balance a ball on their noses. The lion jumps through a hoop of fire. A bear on a bike and a dancing mouse balance on the high wire. A tiger stands on a spinning ball. A man swings through the air. And then the funny clown sends us home laughing. This way out. Okay?
You can read another one if you want. Or
okay. Which one do you want? Too much TV or Cinderella? Okay. You watch too much TV? Do you? No? Do you want to be a Cinderella? Huh? Say yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. This is a long story, huh? Once upon a time, there was a merchant who married again when his wife died. His new wife was a proud, cruel woman who hated the merchant's young daughter, Cinderella. She said, "We'll be here new name. Her place is in the kitchen, for the must do the work of a servant." The stepmother had 2 daughters. They were as proud and cruel as their mother, and very plain. At night, they made poor Cinderella curl their hair, and then send her down to the kitchen to sleep on the stone floor, with only her faithful doll to keep her company as she slept. Now, Cinderella in her rags was much fairer than the 2 ugly sisters. This made them very angry, and as the months passed, nothing she could do would please them. One day, an invitation came from the palace to attend the grand ball the king was giving for his son, the prince. Cinderella began to dream of going to the ball, and this made the sister laugh at her. "The prince will never look at you in your rags," they sneered. When at last the day came for the two ugly sisters to set out for the ball, Cinderella was at the watchtower. "Oh, I do so long to be born to the ball," she thought as she watched them go. And she sighed and began to cry because she was so sad at being left behind. Still feeling sad, Cinderella set about the washing up, and it was then that something wonderful happened. Suddenly, there appeared before her the most beautiful lady she had ever seen. "I am your fairy godmother," said the beautiful lady. "Do what I say, and you will go to the ball." Then she told Cinderella to take a big pumpkin outside and fetch her the mousetrap, which held 6 little mice. With a wave of her wand, and fairy changed the pumpkin into a magnificent golden couch. The 6 little mice became 6 handsome horses, and some garden lizards found themselves changed into footmen. Cinderella gasped when she saw that she was no longer in rags, but in a gorgeous dress of silk and satin, embroidered with sparkling jewels, and that on her feet were 2 dainty glass slippers, the prettiest in the world. Was she dreaming? She wondered. "Remember," said the fairy, "you must leave the ball before the hour of midnight strikes, or you will lose everything." As soon as Cinderella reached the palace, she was escorted into the ballroom. Almost at once, the king's son, the handsome young prince, invited her to dance with him. All the ladies who had hoped to dance with the prince were jealous. "Who is she?" they whispered. "How lovely she looks! She must be a grand princess. No wonder the prince has eyes only for her." Cinderella was so happy dancing with the prince that she forgot the fairy warning. The palace clock was striking the hour of 12 when she remembered, and with a cry of dismay, she fled from the ballroom and down the palace steps. In her haste, she left behind one of the pretty glass slippers. The prince tried to follow her, but he saw only a poor young girl in rags running down the street followed by 6 little mice. Day after day, the prince grew only of his mysterious princess. At last, he sent out a proclamation that he will marry the girl who could wear the dainty glass slippers. His messenger will take the slipper to every house in his kingdom. When the royal messenger arrived at Cinderella's house, the two ugly sisters pushed and squeezed their feet into the slipper, but all in vain. But when Cinderella tried on the slipper, it proved a perfect fit, and she was taken at once to the palace. Cinderella and the prince were married the very next day. Their wedding was the most magnificent the world had ever seen, and the happiest girl in the world was, of course, who was the happiest girl? Cinderella. See, you like this book, huh? See, so let's see another one.